Hey, welcome. Today we're building wide, cinematic atmospheres for drum and bass that sound huge and immersive, but don't muddy your low end. This is an intermediate Ableton lesson aimed at 170 to 175 BPM, rolling DNB territory, and we'll use only stock live devices, Waveedable or simpler, EQ8, utility, reverb, grain delay, saturator, compressor, and a few routing tricks. I'll walk you step by step. Give real settings you can drop into your project, and share practical teacher tips so you don't just copy settings, you understand why they work. Quick mental model to start with. Think of Atmos as glue that lives above the bass. The pad should be a tonal bed occupying mids and highs and movement, not another low-pressure source. If you can hum the pad while only listening to the sub, you've separated responsibilities correctly. Overview and goals. We want a reusable wide Atmos system that gives a textured pad that feels lush and large, keeps all sub-information mono and clean, uses filtered reverb-slash-delay returns and sidechain ducking so Atmos breathe around kicks and snares, gives you automation workflow to make huge breakdowns and tight drops. If you follow along, you'll have a pad track plus two return channels, a long reverb for breakdowns and a short reverb-slash-grain return for rhythmic movement. All MSAF under roughly 120-350 Hz and duck to the drum bus. Okay, hands-on. Project tempo, set to about 174 BPM. Let's build the source pad first. Create the pad. Insert an instrument rack and load Waveedable. If you prefer simpler or sampler, you can do the same ideas with a layered sample, but Waveedable gives great control here. Oscillators and basic shape. Set oscillator 1 to a basic saw or spectral table with some harmonic content. Put oscillator 2 as a sine or a subtle noise layer at a much lower level. This adds weight without creating sub-mess. Use unison voices between 3 and 4, detune around 6 to 12 cents for a wide core. Add a small global pitch detune of plus or minus 1 to 10 cents to taste. This adds richness without drifting. Filter and movement. Use a low-pass 24 dB filter, with cutoff roughly between 800 and 1200 Hz. Give the filter a slow envelope, attack between 200 and 500 milliseconds and a decay around 1 to 2 seconds to make the pad swell. Add an LFO at about 0.1 to 0.6 Hz, modulating the cutoff slightly for evolving motion. Set polyphony to 6 to 12 voices and a tiny glide for movement, but not so much that notes blur. On track processing chain. Now on the pad track itself, use this device order and settings. First, utility, leave width at 100% and phase 0. No gain change here, this is just a safety point. Second, EQ8, put a high pass filter at about 120 Hz as a starting point. For DNB, I often push this HPF between 120 and 200 Hz depending on the pad tone. The goal is to remove sub energy from the source before it ever reaches the returns. Third, add chorus or ensemble. Set rate around 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. Turn rate sync off, and amount between 20 and 35%. This widens the pad without extreme stereo tricks. Fourth, a light saturator. Drive 1 to 3 dB, and choose analog clip or soft sine for subtle harmonic weight. Fifth, grain delay. Dry slash wet very low, around 10 to 25%. Set spray 10 to 20% and grain size between 30 and 80 milliseconds for textured, evolving shimmer. Keep pitch at 0 for subtlety. You can add slight detune if you want more motion. Create dedicated FX returns. Create two return channels. Name them clearly. For example, reverb long and reverb short grain. Clear naming saves time later. Reverb long chain. Use hybrid reverb or reverb. Size between 30 and 60%. Decay between 2.5 and 6 seconds if you want huge breakdowns. Pre-delay 30 to 60 milliseconds. This is crucial in fast DNB because pre-delay gives the first drum transient space and prevents wash. On the reverb, use a low cut in the 200 to 300 Hz area and a high cut between 6 and 10 kHz to avoid high-end shimmer smear. Follow the reverb with an EQ8. And we'll switch this to mid-slash-side mode in a moment. Reverb short grain chain. Use a short tempo synced simple delay or ping-pong delay set to something like 1/16th or 1/8th dotted. Keep feedback low, 10 to 25%. Dry-slash-wet on the delay around 20 to 35%. Then put a short reverb after that. Decay about 0.4 to 1.2 seconds and pre-delay 10 to 30 milliseconds. EQ this return, with HP around 300 to 400 Hz and a high cut around 8 to 10 kHz, mid-slash-side control, keep the low-end mono. Route your pad track into a pad group or route it to a dedicated audio bus. On that pad group, or on the reverb returns, insert EQ8 and switch the processing mode to mid/side. Select the side channel in EQ8 and add a low shelf or low cut around 120 to 350 Hz, cutting the side below that frequency by about 8 to 18 dB. This keeps stereo information above the cutoff, while the mid channel carries the low frequencies in mono. You can optionally add a small high shelf boost on the side above 4 to 6 kHz, 2 to 4 dB for air. Quick audition routine to validate separation. 1. Solo drums plus sub bass and note how tight they feel. 2. Turn Atmos on and listen specifically for masking under about 150 Hz. 3. Toggle the return channels in mono and stereo while you listen. If the groove collapses when you flip to mono, you need to tighten the HBF or deepen the side low cut. Reverb and delay filtering plus ducking. Always high pass the returns aggressively, so the reverb doesn't feed sub energy back into the mix. On each return, put an EQ8 and HP at 200 to 400 Hz before or after the reverb. Then add a compressor with sidechain enabled. Set audio from to your drum bus or kick bus. Try ratio between 3 and 6 to 1. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds. Release 80 to 220 milliseconds and set the threshold so the reverb ducks on drum hits. This makes the atmosphere breathe around drums and prevents the tails from smearing the percussion and sub. Or use an alternate parallel ducking approach with an envelope follower or utility automation if you want very tight control or different curves. Routing and send balances. Send your pad track to both reverb long and reverb short. Keep send amounts conservative to start. Reverb long around -12 to -6 dB. Reverb short around -18 to -10 dB. Keep the dry pad level high so the tone isn't reliant on wet returns. On the return channels, set dry/wet to 100% and control wet level with the send knob. Stereo imaging safety and polish. On your pad group or the master, use utility and keep width at 100%. Avoid pushing width past about 120 to 140%. If you do, constantly check in mono. Use spectrum to monitor energy in the 20 to 250 Hz band. If your pads are contributing energy under 120 to 200 Hz, raise your HBF or cut side lows. If you want perceived width without low-end smear, process a duplicate of the return that's EQ to only include frequencies above 1 to 2 kHz and then add chorus, short stereo delays, or auto pan on that band. Arrangement tips for DNB. In intros and breakdowns, make reverb long longer and increase send levels. Automate decay time and send amounts of space grows. For the drop, reduce reverb long sends, shorten decay, or increase the HP on returns to keep the drop tight and focused. Use reverb short for rhythmic fills. Automate bursts of send to it for movement behind rolls and amen hits. Common mistakes and quick fixes. If you put a full range pad into a stereo reverb, you'll get mud. Fix it by HBFing the pad at 120 to 200 Hz and HBFing returns at 200 to 400 Hz. If you use massive reverb decay on a drop, automate decay and sends down and use pre-delay for clarity. Don't use Haas tricks or heavy widening on low frequencies. Always keep below about 120 to 200 Hz mono. If returns are duck, they will sit on top of hits, sidechain them to your drum bus. And if you push utility width over about 140% without checking mono, you'll create phase issues. Regularly switch the utility width to 0% to check mono. Extra coach notes and practical workflow. Map 4 macros and save a rack. Macro 1. Long reverb send for quick big/small space control. Macro 2. Reverb HP cutoff so you can instantly dial in more or less low content. Macro 3. Sidechain threshold for duck depth. Macro 4. Stereo width or chorus amount to quickly audition wide versus tight. That single rack macro setup lets you convert a bar from breakdown to drop with one control. When you lock a sound you like, resample the processed pad and freeze the originals to save CPU and to avoid accidental changes. Name return channels descriptively. ATM long MSHP 250 duck, so when you come back months later you remember why you made those choices. Phase sanity check. Duplicate the pad, flip the phase on the duplicate's utility, and listen for cancellation. If you get big dips in the low mid, reevaluate stereo processing or move that content more mono. Pro techniques and variations. If you want a 3-band widen split, route your pad into 3 parallel tracks, sub below about 180 Hz mono, body 180 to 1.8 kHz with reverb, and air above 1.8 kHz with chorus and autopan. This keeps the low end completely mono, while giving enormous width up top. Try convolution into a grain delay for motion that keeps a clear spatial identity. Low cut the convolution, return aggressively. For rhythmic width, make two tempo sync delays on highs only, one at 1/16 and one at 3/32, pan them opposite, and add modulation to feedback for evolving width that doesn't touch mids. Sound design extras. Resample a long pad phrase and chop 1 to 3 second snippets, pitch shift and stretch using complex pro or texture warp modes, and layer these snippets with short pitched grain delay bursts for shimmer tails. For harmonic weight without extra lows, parallel saturate a tiny send into a heavy saturator, and then HBF that distorted bus at 220, the 350 Hz. Blend it underneath the pad to add presence without sub-energy. Use narrow EQ boosts around 1 to 3 kHz with automation to create vowel-like movement that makes the pad talk during quieter sections. Arrangement upgrades and automation ideas. Create a single macro that automates multiple things at once. Raise long reverb send, open pad HBF slightly, widen side gain, and lower the reverb sidechain threshold. That one knob drama trick converts a plain bar into a cavernous breakdown instantly. Also try dynamic ducking envelopes, faster release during fills for snappier ambience, slower release during long pads for sustained breathing. Automate the release value on your compressor or switch between two compressor presets via automation lanes. A mini practice exercise, 20 to 30 minutes. Build a full example in one project. Set tempo to 174 BPM. Make a MIDI track, wave eatable, and design a warm pad using the settings I gave. On track chain, EQ 8 HP at 140 Hz, chorus ensemble at 0.4 Hz, grain delay dry slash wet 15%, saturator about 1 to 2 dB. Create two return tracks. Reverb long, hybrid reverb decay 3.5 seconds, pre-delay 40 ms, low cut 240 hz. Reverb short, simple delay 1/8 dotted and a short reverb with decay 0.8 s. Send the pad to reverb long around minus 9 to minus 6 dB, and to reverb short minus 12 to minus 9. Put EQ 8 in m/s on reverb long and on the side channel low cut at 300 hz and reduce side lows by about 12 dB. Insert a compressor on reverb long and sidechain to the kick channel, ratio 4 to 1, attack 2 ms, release 160 ms, threshold so the reverb ducks on hits. Make a simple DNB drum loop and add a sub bass. Then play and automate. Toggle reverb sends on slash off. Automate reverb long send up in the breakdown and drop it for the drop. If the bass feels muddy, raise the pad HP to 180-220 hz or cut side low more in MSAQ. Homework challenge. 45 to 75 minutes. Produce an 8-bar loop at 174 BPM with a wide breakdown and tight drop. Build drums and a sub bass that occupy 20 to 120 Hz cleanly. Make one pad and two returns. Return a long and lush for breakdown. Return B short and ducked for the drop. Implement MS or band split control, so nothing below about 160 to 200 hz is stereo. Sidechain the returns to the drum bus. Automate a single macro to flip from big to tight across bars 5 and 6. Export two stems plus a stereo mix. Full loop. Drums plus bass only, and a mixed loop. Validate. Check in mono that the kick and sub remain strong. Compare spectrum of drums plus bass vs drums plus bass plus Atmos and aim for less than 3 dB increase in the 100 to 300 hz band. And verify visually or by ear how many dB the reverb return ducks on a kick transient. If you want feedback, share the stems or describe your measurements and I'll give targeted fixes. Recap. The key takeaways. Keep sub and low frequencies, mono and out of stereo returns, by using EQ 8 in mid/side or by HP filtering both the source and return. Use pre-delay, filtered verb returns, and sidechain ducking to keep clarity around fast DNB drums. Widen only harmonic and upper bands, above roughly 1 to 2 kHz, for perceived size without adding low-end smear. Automate reverb sends and decay to get huge breakdowns and tight drops. If you want, I can build an Ableton template with these chains and macros set up so you can drop it into projects. I can also walk through an exported loop and give precise fixes. Say the word and I'll lay out the template or we can dig into a specific part of the chain together. Let's make those Atmos massive, but keep the bass razor sharp. Ready to start?